Hello.
Hi, hello, good morning. My name is Matthew. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm calling to conduct a quick survey about important issues facing your community and the nation. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, and just to make sure we're representing everyone, can you please tell me your race? Are you Caucasian, African American, Hispanic, Asian, or Native American?
Mixed.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Are you definitely going to vote, probably going to vote, chance 50-50, or you're not going to vote?
50-50.
Thank you. And what is your age?
60.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next presidential and congressional elections in November 2024. On a scale of 0 to 10.
Very little.
Okay, so no motivation?
No.
Okay. So from 0 to 10?
0.
0.
-1.
Gotcha. Some people care a lot about politics, while politics is less important to other people. How important would you say politics is to your personal identity? Very important, somewhat important, not important, not too important, or not important at all?
This environment of politics, not important.
Okay. Now, regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Independent.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction the country is headed in?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, when you hear about inflation and the rising costs, who or what do you blame the most? Republicans in Congress, the COVID pandemic, big business and corporate pricing gouging and greed, the Biden administration, and their policy, the Federal Reserve raising interest and rates?
Big business, pricing gouging, and their greed.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress to focus on. For each one, you have a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means extremely important, 5 somewhat important, 0 not important at all. You can choose any number from 0 to 10. So here's the first issue or concern. Creating more jobs and raising wages from 0 to 10. How important is that?
6.
6, thank you. Reducing crime.
8.
Thank you.
No, make that 9.
Thank you. Making housing more affordable.
Definitely 9.
Thank you. Ensuring our borders are secure.
Let's put that at 7.
Thank you. Reforming the criminal justice system to address sentencing reform and stop racial profiling.
9.
Thank you. Fighting back against racism and discrimination.
10.
Thank you. Okay. Now, switching gears a little, generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I only have 2 choices, huh?
Well, somewhat approve, or it's strongly approved, somewhat approved, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
Let's just pass on that one, because I have really no opinion. I don't approve, but I don't know if I'm strongly disapprove. I put somewhat.
Somewhat disapprove. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Now, I want you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale of 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 50, you're in the middle. And 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please say so. The first one, Joe Biden, from 0 to 100.
50.
Thank you. Colonel West. Cornell West.
Cornell West?
Yes, Cornell West.
Cornell West. You know, Put him at 50 also.
Democratic Party?
Four.
4%, okay. The U.S. Supreme Court?
0.
Donald Trump?
0.
Black Lives Matter?
Let's give them a 5.
Okay. When you say 5%, or you mean 50%? Oh, okay, okay. 50. So with the, no problem. So with the Democratic Party, that's 4, you meant 40%, right?
40%, yeah.
Okay. Kamala Harris?
0.
Mitch McConnell?
0.
Okay. All right, now, I know it's still a long way off, but his elections for president were held today, and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, and Democrat Joe Biden. For whom would you vote?
I wouldn't vote.
Okay. If the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, who would you vote for?
I guess I'd vote for Biden.
Okay. Now, let me ask you. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay. So let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in the 2020 presidential elections? Did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Biden.
Thank you. How worried are you about the threat of white supremacy and hate crimes to black people in America today? Very worried?
100. Yes. Don't go any further.
Okay. Now, suppose there were two different candidates running for office, all other things being equal. Please tell me which candidate you are more likely to support. Is it A, candidate A, who says that if elected to the U.S. Senate, they will fight to make health care more affordable, relieve student loan, make the wealthy pay their fair share in taxes, and invest in creating more manufacturing and construction jobs and grow the economy? Or candidate B, who says that if elected to the U.S. Senate, they will fight against racism and discrimination in America, protecting voting rights, stop Republicans from trying to rig elections, stop banning books on slavery, and reform policy to outlaw racial profiling and hold bad cops accountable?
B.
B. Is that somewhat more or much more?
Much more.
Thank you. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about President Biden and his administration are doing? A lot, some, a little, or nothing at all?
A little.
Okay. And has what you have seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
Less.
Somewhat less or much more?
Somewhat.
Now, I'm going to read you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each one, tell me how important that is to you. The first one, created infrastructure law, which is eliminating lead pipes and expanding access to clean drinking water for households and schools across the country. Very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not important at all?
Somewhat important.
Invested $12 billion through Medicaid that allowed people to continue to access home care and raise wages for home care workers. Very somewhat, not very important, somewhat. Okay, capped out of pocket Medicare costs at $2,000 per year.
Yeah, we'll put that very important. Okay. And get to that point.
Ketanji Brown Jackson has confirmed to the Supreme Court the first African American woman ever to hold that position. Very important.
Okay,
not very important. Okay. Or not important at all.
It's very important because of her, but I'm not important because she's African American. Very important because of who she is. And I think that's what they should focus on. But hey, who am I to say? Go ahead.
Provided $123 billion in new funds for the upcoming school year, like the largest ever one-time federal investment in K-12 education.
Mm-hmm.
Very important.
Very important. Okay.
Thank you, sir. Okay. All right, now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Somewhat.
Somewhat approve?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to read you some reasons others have given why it's important to vote in 2024. For each one, you have a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means that it's very convincing reason. 5, somewhat convincing. 0, not convincing at all. The first one. When we come together, a vote has power. Sometimes it isn't always clear how voting helps us. But when Joe Biden put the first African-American woman, Ketanji Brown Jackson, on the Supreme Court, it's because of your vote. Your vote did that. When Democrats established Juneteenth as a federal holiday in 2021, your vote did that too. Your vote led to $6 billion in new investments into historically black colleges and the banning of chokeholds by federal agents. Your vote has tremendous power. You have the power to bring about change and protect your community. Your vote can do that too. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that?
From 0 to 10?
Yes, the higher you go, the more convincing it is.
Let's put that at 7.
Okay. MAGA Republicans are focused on rolling back our rights and controlling our bodies. They've appointed judges to overturn Roe versus Wade, pushing a national ban on abortion, and even trying to ban things like Plan B and limit access to birth control. This is an attack on women's health, but it's also an assault on our freedoms to make choices for ourselves and control our bodies. We need to vote to ensure we can determine our own futures. How convincing is that from 0 to 10?
9.
Now, sometimes over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential elections from 0 to 10.
4.
Okay. Now, what stood out to you most from the arguments you just heard?
I would say electing the Supreme Court, crime, education,
and education.
And
right?
Look, right.
And what else you were going to say? Sorry.
I was going to say looking at the criminal justice system.
Perfect. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So just give me a few seconds here. Perfect. All right. Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of ways that some people were contacted during the 2022 midterm campaign season. For each, tell me if you were recall any of these campaigns contacting you in that way. First one, TV ads. Yes or no?
Was I contacted? Yeah. Well, no.
No. Radio ads.
Yeah.
Door knocks.
No.
Someone conveying neighborhood.
That would be the flyers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Text messages?
Yes.
Social media / internet ads?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Phone calls?
Yes.
Mailers?
Somewhat, so I didn't see that many mailers.
Okay. Well, switching gears a little bit here. these last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated?
Married.
Thank you.
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say that nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighborhoods are white? Or none of your neighbors are white?
Majority of them are white.
Oh, so more than half?
Yeah, more than half.
How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Let's say suburban.
Thank you. Where were one or more of your grandparents born outside the United States?
Yes.
Okay, that's a yes. And were one or more of your parents born outside the United States?
Yes.
Were you born outside the United States?
No.
Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation. I truly appreciate it. You have yourself a great rest of the Saturday.
All right. You too.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.